This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Does it mean something now if there are no more games to concentrate on?
It's a number for sure. It just means I've coached a lot of hockey games. Had a lot of good players and, you know, a lot of good coaches and from management down that have put a lot of trust in me. So it isn't about me. It's about the teams I've had and the people around me.
You wanted to finish this season with a win. How do you balance that with just the way that the game went after, you know, toward the middle of the second period?
When you're playing in a game that I call these a union game, there's really not much hitting. The pucks are going everywhere. You saw the number of breakaways. I mean, I think Krebs had 4 breakaways in the game. And they're not easy games to, you know, to play or – where players have players motivated. But, you know, we talked about coming out and playing winning hockey and just being a good pro, trying to do the right thing. And I thought we got away from it a little bit in the second period, but got in that early goal in the third. But I thought we came back and played a pretty strong third period.
James Reimer says he has a decision to make. He doesn't know what he's going to do. If this were to be his last season, is it nice to see him go out the way he did, play the kind of hockey he did?
He played great hockey. I have nothing but admiration for the year he had. I mean, to, you know, to get picked up, to end up in Anaheim, to come back, to, you know, be a big part of putting together a nice run for us. He gave our club a lot of confidence. I don't think I've ever seen him have a bad day, and even, you know, scary moment there tonight for him, which, you know, right back in the net. So you got to give Rhymes, he's a consummate pro, and every day was there, whether it was practice, whether it was game day. The reason he's still playing at his age is he's taking care of himself. I mean, you look at his career stats, pretty impressive. So, you got to give him a lot of credit.
I asked you about Peyton this morning, and you know, he seems to have reached another level. But just what was going on with him tonight? Just obviously it was a loose game, but I mean, to have 4 breakaways in a game is pretty notable.
You know, it pretty well summed it up this morning. You know, if you can just take you this morning's notes, so I don't have to do it again. tonight's specific was he could put himself in the right position. He outraced a couple of people. He got himself in the right position. There was, I think, the small battles he won in a lot of places led to big opportunities. So it was, like I said, he's, you know, whether it's the penalty killing face off or whether it's, you know, the late draw 5-on-6 or whatever it is, there's not a task that he's not up for.
Well, the next couple of days are more about the future and where things go from here. But what do you tell your team as the season comes to an end tonight after you guys finish your game?
You know, that discussion will be probably mostly mostly tomorrow because the team was still on the ice there for a long period of time, that we didn't get where we wanted to go. That is just, that's the statement. We're not where we wanted to be. That stretch of games, you know, that we went through pretty well killed us for the year. And it's like I said, I take full responsibility for where we're at and how long it took us to get out of there. And I don't offer up any excuses except it can't happen again. And I think we've used that kind of as the low part to start building for the rest of the year. And then for a period of time, almost fought our way back into position. But the hole was too big.
Kind of game that brings out the best of Ryan McLeod, just the open back and forth with the speed.
I'm not really going to judge. You watch the game. It's a hard game to evaluate in anybody, really. They're cheating they're giving us rush opportunities, and so you go down the ice and you miss a great opportunity because you're getting a great opportunity. Now you miss the net or it goes off the goalie, and they got guys behind you, and now all of a sudden you're facing another rush opportunity. It's not a game you want to evaluate. Is it good for somebody or, you would probably say it was good for Krebs. He got four breakaways somehow. So that would be how I'd sum this game up.
Lindy, your first day here, you talked about the one percenters, and Alex Tuch broke a record for block shots for a forward today. Is that what you're talking about
about the one percenters? Yeah, you look at all the little things, the block shots, denying the line, the 50-50 battles, all those little things that add up to, by the end, something big. And our details, got better. I thought we slipped up right at the start of the third on a nothing play to make things really interesting in the game. And we hadn't been doing that. Getting off the start of a period, we've been pretty good. But when you look at block shots and the commitment to, being in lanes when you're caught out of position a little bit, obviously he was the best this year. But there was a lot of guys that gave up their body to keep the puck from getting to our goaltender.
Staying with Tuch, on top of the block shots, he also tied a career high in goals. Just what can you say overall about the season that he had?
A good year for sure. Involved in the penalty killing, the power play. You look at the timely shorthanded goals he scored for us. You get to that number because he scored almost every type of goal this year, from the shorthanded, the power play too. You look at around, I thought even this last 20 games, some of his goals around net front, there are a couple games in a row were tips. One was a rebound where, you're battling on your knees. I think at the end, that's the reason you end up with a career high or tie your career high, whatever it was.
You talk to your players for the next 2 days. Is it basically going to be challenging them for the off season to get them ready to go?
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, we know to a man, it wasn't. It's not what we wanted. The challenge is to be ready right off the start. We weren't good enough right off the start. And we dug ourselves a little hole off the start. We battled back, but then went through a, tough situation. The challenge is that every guy is better. And if every guy comes a little bit better, we'll definitely be a better team.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.